Hello, welcome. It's Phil. It is the pre-show for the 19th. Today, we're going to go over to the Sklar Brothers. Yesterday, I was supposed to be at Adam Carolla. Very, very great people. The Adam Carolla Show's had me on a couple of times. I love those guys over there, and they, and Adam himself has always been a big supporter of the weird shit that I do. But what happened was, over the weekend, my arm... I don't know whether I re-injured it or something, but I had a lot of pain in the right arm and shoulder Monday night. You know, I was trying to sleep, so I couldn't sleep. So I thought, you know, about 5 a.m., I literally got up and emailed everybody and said, I got to put this off. I went to see my doctor today. He did some tests. I'm fine. Problem is, I got to wear my sling more than I have, but it was just a what he called healing pain. But it was a damn bitch of a time trying to sleep. And I saw myself driving the fucking car out to Glendale and falling asleep at the wheel. You know, I'll tell you a really scary fucking story, man. It's a scary fucking story. I was on the freeway not too long ago, coming back from something, and I had not had a really good night's sleep. And you know, you do what you can. You roll the window down. You drink coffee. You're singing. But you can zone out sometimes. You can get into a stream of thought. And by God, I woke up as my car had drifted into the lane to my right, and I was maybe 3 feet away from the car in front of me. That's when I woke up. Scared the shit out of me. Scared the fucking shit out of me. And the good thing about that is it keeps your fucking ass awake the rest of the trip. I can guarantee you that. But goddamn, dude, had I not awakened when I did, I would have plowed into the back of that guy's car. Jesus Christ. So my thinking is take some fucking melatonin pill, get a good night's sleep. And if it takes coffee, it takes coffee. Get some motherfucking coffee into you. A lot of times I will just think, well, I've had too much coffee for the day and it may interrupt my workflow today and this and that. No, dude, get some fucking coffee. All right, so... like I said, today we got the Sklar Brothers. Lots and lots of people have been gracious enough to talk about the documentary Henry. We did Greg Fitzsimmons last week. We did, you know, CBS Television Los Angeles. We're going to do an ABC News interview next week. We've got radio, ABC Radio. I don't want you to think I'm going to be on with David Muir. And, you know, lots of podcasts, which is the thing now. Also, Eddie Rivera, my homeboy, who writes for Pasadena Weekly, which is kind of our little tiny dinky hometown newspaper out in Pasadena, Arcadia, you know, out there in the San Gabriel Valley, where I grew up, northeast of Los Angeles by about 10 miles. And he did a nice article about the show, and I was happy to talk to him. So, you know, we're getting these people who are asking about the show. Lots of really good feedback on the documentary. I really appreciate that. As I said, it's Pat and Jordan. They're the guys that did the work. Pat's the director. Jordan's the producer. And me, I'm just the guy they talked to and, you know, made look funny. But I will tell you, I look like shit. I'm sorry, but I do. God damn. There are some shots of me and this guy. I look like fucking shit. And when they interviewed me back in 2018, I was carrying about another 30, 40 pounds on me. So, hey, you know, what are you going to do? So, bro, you got to love it. I am very, very grateful. You know, I really am. We're going to jump into a show real quick here tonight and then be back at you guys tomorrow. On Wednesday, we have... a podcast that we're going to be doing, and this is David Paltrowitz. Darren Paltrowitz podcast on Wednesday. Thursday, we got Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Friday, I got surgery on my right eye. There's nothing wrong with me. I mean, this is like, that's cosmetic surgery I'm having on my right eye. Then next week, Dana Gould on Wednesday. Things are pretty wide open. Then we have Adam Carolla on the 1st. And then on the 6th, I'm going out to LAFC with my brother Big D to watch the LAFC game at Bank of whatever it is, Montreal. Is it no longer Bank of California? What the hell's the name of the stadium now? Still a great stadium. And that is where that's at. I love you all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.